All right, Agud Tavok. We did last week very Samach Sif Tes. I think just to recap, just a basic Yisai, which is going to be important for tonight as well, is that we ended up with a sort of a three-way machloik, is how to touch up the Machaba on a case of a Makom which is Mishtama Ksas, a place which is somewhat Mishtama, and it's a Dova Sheyesh Bo Simin. What are you supposed to do? According to the Sma, you're supposed to leave it there. Don't pick it up, even though it's a Dovah Sheyesh Bo Simin. Do not pick it up. According to the Taz, Hayos, it's a Dovah Sheyesh Bo Simin Avada. You are supposed to pick it up. And according to the Nesivis, Nesivis makes a pshara that if it will be a Dovah Sheyesh Bo Simin Begufoy, the item itself has a Simin Avada, you should pick it up. But if the item does not have a Simin Begufoy, it only has a Simin in a Makoim, so then you should not pick it up. Because he says, Mamanda Shak, if it doesn't have a simin guva, only be makoim, so if it fell, then makom's not a simin either. So don't bother picking it up, because you're stuck with the dov shem b'simin, you'll never be able to give it back to the bailam. Elamai, it was Derek Hinuk, the guy placed it there, so if I also don't pick it up, what are you picking it up for? The guy who placed it there is eventually going to come back. As if the mechaber doesn't hold that there's a tzad that maybe the guy placed it there and forgot. Yes, it's Mokum Mishtama Ksas. We're not Choshish for that possibility that the guy might have placed it there and forgot. He doesn't have that. He goes with the Rishonim, like the Ritva and other Rishonim, many Rishonim, hold that we're not Choshish for Shikha by Mokum Mishtama Ksas. Taisis and the Rosh, however, hold that even in Mokum Mishtama Ksas, we do our Choshish for Shikha, and therefore, and that's where the Taz is sort of coming from. So even though you have a Suffolk, unless it's only a simen b'mkoyme, not begufoy, you should pick it up, because you could pick it up and be neitel makris, because the guy possibly put it down there and forgot, and he's going to lose his aved, because it's only makom mishtama ksas, it's going to get lost, it's vulnerable. So therefore, you should pick it up and return it to the bailim, hayidei simen. So basically, it's a three-way makleikus. Sma, don't pick it up. Taz, pick it up. And the sivis, well, if it's begufoy, pick it up. If it's only b'mkoyme, the simen's only b'mkoyme, don't pick it up. Those are the three pshatim. And really, which we didn't get to last time, is that really this is how we have to touch the end of the machab. It's a really machlokes that are touch the end as well. The machab of Yezois and Siftes, V'chol dova, sheyesh boi simin, bein sofek hanocha, bein derech nefila, bein b'shus yochad, bein b'shus rabim, chayiv lahachris. Now this says you're supposed to be machris. What's going on? Why are you supposed to be machris on the Dovah Sheyesh Bo Simin like this ma? So this ma, later on, above on this, in Sivkam Mem Zayin, he says it doesn't mean you're supposed to be noitel or machris. It doesn't say no machaba noitel machris. It just says chayv lachris. And it's going back on the case before that the guy was of avinotla. He picked it up when he shouldn't have. Had he not picked it up, leave it there, like this man. Don't touch it. If it was of avinotla, then Allah is chayv lachris, because you have a Dovah Sheyesh Bo Simin. But avada, you're not supposed to be picking it up. And like the Taz, chayv lahachris means even noitel amachris, because whenever you have a Dovah Sheyesh Bo Simin, even if it's an amakom and mishtam ksas, you should not, you have to pick it up, you have to be noitel amachris. So it's really machlokes had a tight job the end of this machab. All right, let's move on to Sif Yod. Sif Yod will get a better understanding of the Chazara on many of the sages we had last week, and a better understanding because it introduces also the Shitas Ramah, which Ramah also gives many more details and gives you, like, I guess, the full picture. All right, Zakta Machabe Sif Yod, Ketzad. What's the case? Now, the Machab is going to give you a couple of variables, a couple of stories. You have to know what story it means, but let's go. Ketzad. Matzah Talas Okadim Bitzade Geder. If you found the talus of kadam b'tzad geder, so the mechaber learns that b'tzad geder is a mokom ha-mishtame legamri. It's a perfect place. Meshumba, people generally are not going to walk away with these things. So it's hareze lo yiga behem. You should not touch them. Because like the mechaber said last week in Siftes, the mechaber said that if it's a mokom ha-mishtame legamri, don't pick it up. If it's a dove she'im b'yisimin, so then you're going to be mavered from the Bailam. Elamai is a Dovah Sheyesh Bo Simin, still, you're going to cause extra tircha in the Bailam. He's going to have to run after you and give some money. Why bother? Just keep, leave it there. He's going to come back and fetch his own item. You don't have to do it for him. So that's why Harezeh lo yiga behem. You have to know, let's say, for example, if you find an item in a coat room in a shul, it's probably a makom which is mishtama legamri, probably. unless it's a valuable item. If it's just like a regular coat, it usually could sit there and sit there. So it might be a mokum mishtam lagami. So if it's a dovi sheish b'simin, which, depending on the coat, but let's say it has a name in it, so it might be, just leave it there, hareze lo yigo behem, because it's a dovi sheish b'simin, even without it, it's a mokum mishtam lagami. Problem is that today...
Problem in terms of Aveda's Chavero, you probably have to just, you could leave it there, you call him up and tell him it's good.
Now, if you want to call him up and tell him it's very nice, but I don't know if you have that Chiv, because it's not an Aveda. If you're Choshed, the guy Taka forgot it, so he can get it back. If you want to be nice and do it, but remember we had last week a Drosha that has to be Sifri, and the Ramam was Dash and the Pasik, that has to be Nidochim, it has to be lost.
You explained to me here that the Pshat is in this kind of situation, that Ramam was explaining these two Tzadim because you shouldn't go Lifnim Mishristin. Obviously, these two Tzadim don't exist in terms
of... Why? In a courtroom.
I'm calling it.
So you grab a motionless tzir that you won't run into being matriach the guy extra. So I have no problem, and I think it's a gemilas chesed to call him. But I can't say chiv. No, I don't think. Oh, maybe the film should but not a chiv ashav esavad. I can't. Okay, but it's not a chiv because it's not bederech nidochem. It's not lost. It's a minomakum mishdam lagamri. So now the problem is that nowadays in the coat rooms today is where many places the shuls have this minig that they throw away the coat after 30 days and they clean up. So now we have a problem, right? So that might turn into it might turn that's no longer Mishtam Lagamri. You have to know. Only thing is, well, Hagufa, how they have a right to throw things out? And the Mai, because they put up signs, say like Rav Moshe, that works. That if you put up a sign, anything left here for 30 days will be discarded. So it's kilo like you are mafgrid. So then you have to know that maybe so also. It's not like a mock. You came into the shul on these terms, knowing that if you're going to leave it there for 30 days, even if you forget, there's going to be hefka. So I don't know, maybe still, it's a mokum mishtam lagami, just for after 30 days, you were mafkir. So I don't know if that will make a difference or not, but something to think about.
It's like the same time of thing, by yeshiva, when you have right before Ben Islam, they give you a certain time, then after that, if you leave your shul there, become a yeshiva.
Correct. Same thing. So there it's definitely vulnerable. The only thing is, whatever the head of the yeshiva has, obviously they're relying on this hefka. So if they're relying on hefka, so I don't know, maybe, I don't know how that plays itself out then in your chiyuvim. All right, but that's the first case. The second case is besratya. What is a sratya? Pish derech ruchava shalchum sham rabim todir, harvishasarabim type of a thing. So there, if it's a dovish yesh basimin, you should be noitol umachris. Because it's vulnerable, and that's Pashtus is talking about a place which is not Mishtama at all. So if it's there, you better be Neitel Lamachris, good. Now the third case is, Matzu Goizlis Mekusharim Bekanfeim, they're tied in their wings, Umadidin Achar Gedeh, they're hopping behind the Gedeh, Pirish Gedeh Shalavonim, Oy Achar Agapa, what's Agapa, Stimus Koisla Shaletim Shokonim, Oy Beshvilin Shabesadis, all these three cases of Smav explains is something which is a mishtamek sas. This is that middle gedda that we're looking for, a mokam mishtamek sas, and it's considered no simin, not a simin in the mokam because they're madadin, they move.
How do you explain that?
How do you explain what?
You explain that you say there's no simin mokam, but it's considered mishtamek sas.
It's mishtamek sas because wherever they're going to draw, they go a little further, a little thing, I'll be able to get them. Where am I going to go? Maybe it came from the next guy. Maybe it came from the next tales. I don't know how far I could travel. But I hear you, Shiloh. But anyway, the Maisa is that happens to be the case. It's good, Shiloh, but in the Metzias. But it happens to be the case. So it's talking about Mokum Mishtamek Tzaz. And yet, there's no simin in the Mokum because they're madadin. And there's no simin on the birds and the way that they're tied because everyone ties it like that. So Hareza lo yiga behem, do not touch them. Shema ba'alein hi nikum sham. Maybe the Baalayim are nikum sham if they were lost from the Baalayim and the Dov Hashem B'Simen, so they're already miyayish. But at Yoyis, no, maybe the Baalayim B'Davka placed it there, so they're never miyayish. Forget, they're planning on coming back. So the Allah is, by Dov Hashem B'Simen and Amokam Mishtam Ektsas, Hareze lo yigabem. Vim Natalam, if you took them when you weren't supposed to, Hareyu Shaloi. Like we said last week, that the Ram, the Mechaba holds that a Dov Hashem B'Simen and Amokam Mishtam Ektsas, even though you're not supposed to pick it up, but if you do pick it up, it's yours. And we explained the Smah as a Pshat, the Shach as a Pshat, let's remind the Olam, the Smah as a Pshat was, because the Dov Hashem B'Simen, at least the Kivegas understands this in this man, the Goyin, that since a Dovah Shein by Simin, you never can have a Chiv HaShavah, because you'll never be able to get it back to the Bailim. So there's no din of Isura Asal Yadai, so provided as long as the Bailim are later on Miyayish, then it will become yours at that point. We don't have the problem with Isura Asal Yadai.
30 days or something?
Don't say 30 days, no. Just have to wait long enough to know that the Bailim were Miyayish. Whatever that is, might be a day.
What's called long enough?
I don't know, every item is different. Birds, if they're a day, he probably knows that he lost his birds. Whatever it is, I can't tell you. With every item, depending on the item, so that would be Harei Lo Shaloi.
Does that make a difference if he actually stands there, holds it, and then puts it down? In other words,
who's the he? The finder or the loser?
Because the person's going to come back and look there, it's not there. Even if you bring it back,
We're gonna get to that later in the Rambam. Right now it's time. It's a Dovah She'ein by Simin, so you're not supposed to pick it up because hopefully the Bailam will at least have a chance to come back to it. But once you pick it up, it's yours because you have no Chiv HaShava, and as long as the Bailam is Yayish eventually, it's gonna be yours. That's the Shita Zamakava. Vimhoyu Kshurim Keshashu Simin, but if it's a Dovah She'eish by Simin, a Mokum HaMishtam Ektsaz, Chayiv LaHachriz. You have to be Machriz. Why do you have to be Machriz for? Because the Dovah She'eish by Simin. But Loi Tesmad only means because you picked it up. But L'chachili, you shouldn't have picked it up. And Loi Tetaz, no, you should have picked it up. Because the Dovah She'eish by Simin, Makom Hashem Meksas, even the Mechaba holds, he's supposed to be Neitel HaMachriz. V'chein hu adinim matzim kvum b'mkoimam chayiv la'achriz. Why? Shamakom Simin. If it's not like birds that hop around, but it's an item that doesn't have a stereo or a recorder, whatever it is, you placed it there, so you know that that Makom will be a Simin. It was placed there, Makom Havi Simin, and my belly be Neitel Machriz because of that simon called makam. Good. That's the mechaba. That was a shtickle chazar sashir from last week. Comes along the Ramah, and the Ramah really makes nacha chazar sashir, but a little more detailed. So it's very nice. The Ramah gives you a beautiful kolam. Hagaz, Dr. Ramah, kol elu divrei harambam. Sif tes and sif yud, the mechaba is coming, was from the Rambam. Aval, yesh chokum b'chol zeh. There are three categories, and that's how the Ramah goes, that's how we go with these three categories. Now, as we're going to see, two out of three categories, the Ramah just repeating the Mechaba with a little more detail, and it's only on the middle case of Makom HaMishtam Meksas, which is the last case of Ramah, is where he's really coming to argue. But the other cases, Makom HaMishtam Lagamri or Makom Shein HaMishtam Meklal, the Ramah is really not arguing with the Mechaba. So let's go through it. Dr. Amar, what are the three categories? The im hadava mishtamir, if the dava is mishtamir, kegoin talis oikardim b'tzad geder, like the first example of the makaba, vu safek, and it's a safek im hinichu bailam sham, we're not sure if the bailam placed it there or not, loy yiga behen, do not pick it up, do not touch it. Why? Bein yesh b'yisimin, bein ein b'yisimin, you shouldn't pick it up, because the Mechaba already explained in Siftes, because you're causing the Bailam undue tercha. Let them, they'll come back and they'll achieve the item themselves. And if a Dovah She'eish by Simin, certainly shouldn't pick up because you'll never be able to give it back to the Bailam. So don't touch it. A Makom which is Mishtam Lagamri, do not touch it, bein yesh b'yisimin, bein ein b'yisimin. Ava v'notla, you were a bad boy and you picked it up, and now you want to know what to do with this thing. You took it from a Makom HaMishtam Lagamri. If you were Halicha Lebeisa, you already brought it home. So now we have a chashash that maybe in the interim the Bailam came back to fetch their item, so it wasn't there. Gavald, they're never going to come back again. You blew it. You mamish messed the Bailam up now. So what you did do? Im yesh b'yisimin, if it's a davish yesh b'yisimin, you should be yachris, like every aved is yesh b'yisimin. Im ein b'yisimin, stuck, what are you going to do? Yemuna kachiyavaloyo. You don't have the opportunity, the option to put it back, because I can't help you anymore to put it back. Even though it's a Makom HaMishtam Lagamri, it's a Gevaldika Shmira, but the Bailam already came, possibly, saw the item wasn't there, must be someone stole it, gave up, never going to return again, that item's going to be lost. You have no way to get it back to the Bailam. So you really messed them up. You got to be Yehimuna Kachiyov Eloyo.
Wait, what about Makom?
What's going to help you? If Makom would be a good Simon and a Krami, so that's Yachris. No, I said, if it's a Yesh Bay Simon, Yachris and a Krami. If you could have the Simon called Makom, Yachris and a Krami. But if Makom won't be a Simon, let's say a case by the birds, it's Madadin or something that's blown around, so Makom is not going to be a Simon, and there's no Simon Begufay, Yehimunakachi Avaliyo.
lagamre?
Sorry?
How could you call that mishtama lagamre? It's able to roll out of the place.
Again, it's the same question he asked before. It could be blown from one place to another place, but it could be still in the same area that not kosher, that someone's going to walk off with it and steal it. Right? If something would be blown around my coat room in the shul, right? And it's theoretically, no, but we have strong winds, Ruach Kodem Azza, Kosh Baruch Hu makes it blown around the Gorum. It's still a Mokum Mishdama. Who kisses on this side of Gorum, that side of Gorum? But I don't have Mokum and Simen, because which is going to be the Simen? I don't know which side of the coat room I placed it. Otherwise, the whole general coat room. Okay, you have to know how wide, how specific. We'll have to see later on how specific Mokum has to be considered a Simen.
Second question I just realized is, why doesn't the Rambam speak like the Ramor here? In this case, where it's Mishdama Lagamri, why doesn't he also say, and if you took it?
He doesn't discuss it. You're right. He doesn't discuss what happens if you took it.
He doesn't discuss it on the other case.
In which case?
He says, in the next case, the Rambam goes back, right? He says, if you do take it, you can keep it.
Which case are you referring to now?
The case before. One second, right? And then he says that I feel
the stop. Oh, by Dovah, you're talking about, yeah, okay, good, fine. Granted, there are some of us who are discussing. Good, but let's assume that the Rambam is up and up and agrees with this, all right?
So why don't you put it back?
Right.
Wait all the time.
Yeah. I hear the Eitzah. Maybe that would be an Eitzah. You could put it back. Wait a while to see if the Bailan came back at that, because it is a Mokum Mishdama Lagamri. But you have to make sure to return there, that if the guy doesn't come back within a certain period of time, you're going to take it and then be Yehemunah Kachia Valiyo. Because to leave it there, that eventually will be vulnerable. I mean, you're going to leave it there for a long period of time, eventually it's going to get lost. Because if the Bailam did come in between, they're never going to come again, and you messed, then you'll mazik them. You'll mazik them. But next time, that could be an aid. So you could put it back there for a short period of time, for a couple of days, see if the Bailam retrieves it. If the Bailam doesn't retrieve it, then take it back into your rishos.
What does that mean?
Yet Yet Hashem, when Yolio will come, I'll tell you who to give it back to. No, but you already have a chiva shava, so.
I have a chiva shava.
Right. So then when Elio comes, Miet Hashem, you ask him, this coat, who owns it? They'll say, Yanku Shmerel. Oh, you're going to ask Elio, yeah, Miet Hashem. And he's going to say, it's Yanku Shmerel. And Baruch, right? He's done Baruch, he can even smell the coat, he knows whose it is. And he's going to, no, oh, it's Yanku Shmerel.
Yeah, but isn't Lava Shabbat me? How can you listen to Elio now?
Okay, good. Well, ask Elio that, Shaila.
Until that, I meant about the absent.
You might have done, wait, what do you want to do? I'm going to correct it. You definitely mafsed them. They lost their shtamtas for all this whole period of time in Akhenami. But what do you want to do about it? Nothing.
Hey, you put it back yet? The first time that's open.
Huh?
His ace is not an ace.
Why?
He's a shame.
Right?
You're going to bring it back to the coat room.
I'm going to put it back to a Mokum Mishtama Lagamri. So I'm not Koshish. What we're going to see, let's go to the next step. You'll see that you're allowed to, even when you pick something up, you're allowed to put it back down. Let's see. If he picked it up and he brought it home, then we're slammed. If it's a Dovah Shesh B'Simen Yachas, a Dovah Shesh B'Simen Ad Yemunah Kachev Aliyo. What happens, you picked it up, but Lo Helichu L'Beis, so you're still standing there. So what's the halacha? Yachzor V'Yenichenu Al-Makoymei. Just put it right back. Because what's the problem? No problem. The guy is going to come back. It's a Mokum Mishtam L'Gamri. So he's going to come back. Elamai, if he's not going to come back. Let's say a Dovah Shesh B'Simen had a problem. He'll come back and eventually get it. Because even if you forgot, so if eventually remember. Also, you're allowed to put it back. If Mokum will be Simen good, but there's no Simen at all, also you're allowed to put it back. Put it back in a place. Hopefully the Bailam will come back and retrieve the item. And if it's somehow lost, okay, then it'll be Yish, whatever. But Pashup Chad, he plays it there. He's eventually going to get back. So Yaksev, Yenichenu, Amukayma, you're allowed to put it back. So you see, even though you're a Shema, you're allowed to put it back down. What's Pshat? So Grad Rekiva Ege Yes, what's going on? Why aren't we Choshish that maybe it was dropped? And on the tzad that it fell, it has a shame aveda. And once you picked it up, you chayv b'shmir, and you have no right to put it back. Zokre v'kivego, v'tzorak loymer, d'be mishtame legamri, amrinan d'mistame hu derech hinuach. We allow to assume that it was placed there. U'bevada hinuachu. And by avada hinuach, you're allowed to put it right back. So now I'm thinking, maybe Taki, you're right. So maybe his eitzah is not a good eitzah, because on the tzad that the guy came back, and so it was not there anymore. So at that point it turned into an aveda, because now the Bailam have no way to retrieve that item. And at that point, if it's an aveda, but you putting back, what happened to your chiv shmira? You would have a chiv shmira. But that says, it's like, no, but I still think that you could put it back for a lezman. You won't be able to put it back there forever. But you could put it back there for a day. It's a makom mishtame. Sorry?
Why should that be Makanya then Shmira to put it in a place that's Mishtama Lagami?
It's Mishtama Lagami, so I'll put it back there, wait a couple, I don't know, a day or two, make sure that it's Zich will be there, and see if the Bailam retrieve it, and then I'll be able to pick. Yeah, that's. But here we're talking about how you're allowed to put it there forever. It says, put it Yakzi in the Chenom Makayme and leave it for good. So, Kivega, how you're allowed to do that? Ayat and Aveda. Kivega, no, there's no sad. We don't entertain that possibility that it was Derek Nefila. So, since we don't entertain that, we assume it's always Derek Hinuach, you're allowed to put it right back. Sorry?
Shomer doesn't have to watch always.
So maybe it's a Makom Mishtam Lagami, so that's the way he's watching it.
Mishtam Lagami for this is the same
get
as Mishtam Lagami.
I hear, Yishayla. You can down, also you have to know Makalek is Makab Ramav, Yishay Mechinim, or Yishay Mesocha. And Grada, there's another Makalek, because even if you hold normally a Shem Aved is a Shem Mesocha, but there's a Makalek, it's Taisis Mavua, that even when you weren't supposed to pick it up and you batched, you are a Shem Mesanka, but let's say the Afla and others say that if you weren't supposed to pick it up, you're not. So you didn't do a mitzvah of Asher. You're not Isaac ben mitzvah. You botched. You shouldn't have picked it up. So then you don't lekuli yam you on the Shem Mechinim. What? Why? No, but I'm saying in a Kivege's case, who is he saying Yeshem Mezokar? Kivege's handling, but how you let to leave it there forever? It's no place in the world is Mishtam Lagami forever. I'm saying the coat room. It's Mishtam that the guy's going to come back within the next week or next month. You can tell me it's Mishtam Lagami, you keep it there for 20 years. Eventually, someone's going to walk away with the coat. I don't know, we hear the halach because you're allowed to just leave it there and walk away forever. It's like a kivega hal, there it is, because we assume it was derech inuach and it was never had a shem aved on it, and merely allowed to put it back.
When your diak was in the Rambam before, and the Shulchan Aruch, you said shem abalim in ikusha means the Rambam's entertaining, there's a possibility in nefila.
Oh, so I said last week, there's no entertainment of nefila, the entertainment is if maybe he put it there and he forgot. Shem, he placed it there, almanaz to come back. Shem, he placed it there and he forgot, but when he'll remember, then he'll come back. But Nevila, we Dafka said that no. All right, fine. That's the. Let's stop here and let's see a shach, and maybe we'll bring it out a little better here. So this first klal was a makom mishtam alagamri. Don't touch it. You took it. David sheish b'simin noitel amakras. David sheim b'simin. What you should do is yemunah. If you didn't bring it home yet, just put it right back in its place. But look at the Ramah. The Ramah is a lashin. V'hu safek im hinikoi bailim sham. It's a safek if the bailim put it there or not. No, it's not a vada that it was hinikoi sham. It seems it's a safek im hinikoi sham. So zok teshak and sivkot lamed haloshim megumgam. Doesn't make sense. We're talking about Mokum Hisham Lagamri. We know he was a Niachit. Da'kevin de'yesh by Simin, time de'lo yiga ben hu, mishum sheladas, hunach b'mokum ha'mishtam, v'im kein ha'vivada hiniach. It's not a suffix hiniach. How could the Ramah say, how could he entertain? In the case with Mishtam Lagamri, it's a suffix hiniach. Mishtam Lagamri means it's a vada hiniach.
Maybe shachah. He put it there, it's a
novel. No, it's not like novel. It's a vada hiniach with a shachah. Yeah, no, but it's not a suffix in Iko Baim Shom. It's Vadi in Iko Baim Shom, but it's a suffix if the Baila know about it to come retrieve it. So it's not Bishlam in the Machab in Siftes. That's how we touch Tak in the Machab there. It fits better because here the Lashon is, let's pull it up. He says, Shema Bailam in Iku Shom Ad Sheyakzero. Shema, they place it Ad Sheyakzero. Shema, they didn't place it Ad Sheyakzero because they forgot. But this just says, suffix in Minikoi. Safik what? What's the other chad? Nefila? What's going on? And he says, Akimpi, Vikenu Loshin Rosh, Vigam Loshin Natur Mashmikain, they're talking about a Vada Hinuak. So he doesn't understand where the Ramah gets a clumpish Loshin, Loshin Mugumgam. Now, granted, the Loshin Natur, I just want to bring out the Loshin Natur. The Loshin Natur is, Beinim Yedua Shebailov Hinichum Sham, Oishu Safik Im Hinichum Sham, still Harezel Yigoboy. And then, and the Torah continues, why Harezel Yigoboy? Kevan Shinichum Sham Midas. Starts off, say if the Bailam, it's you do it at the Bailam place it there, say if it's a Safik, don't touch it. Why? Kevan Shinichum Bailam Sham Midas. The Bailam certainly put it there Midas. So the Shtekumon. So the Shach's Taitra, you see, when the end of the Torah came Shabbalim Nikom Shamidas, you see that the Torah is talking about where it's Avada Hinikom Shamidas. The Torah also says the beginning Sophic. I don't know, he says the Shach doesn't explain. So I think what the Shach really means, and that's why he says Lachim Magung, he's not Magi the Ramah, is that the Ramah, Shtekul Hamas in the Ramah, but in the Torah fits much better, is we're talking about Sai im Yedua, we know, Eidim, we have testimony that Avaylam and Nikom Sham. We don't have testimony that he's a Nikom Sham. But even though we don't have Edom in Nikom Sham, we still know that he was a Nikom Sham. Because there's a Mokom Mishdama Lagamri, we're allowed to assume that it was a Nikom Sham. Doesn't mean it's a Sofik Ashokal in our minds. It means we don't have proof that it was a Nikom Sham. Still, we're allowed to assume that it was a Nikom Sham. That's what the Ramah means. It's a Vusofik Menichom Bailon Sham means we don't know. Still, Loyigo, because we allowed to assume that he certainly was a Nikom Sham. And that's how you fit in the Lashon HaTor. That's L'chayro, what the Shach means. Now, it happens to be there is a Ran, Peladik Ran, it's good to say over this Ran. The Ran has a whole new, seemingly a new Shita, what's going on. The Ran says like this. The Ran holds...
They don't bring the Ran down?
Oh, so far on the page, it's not here. On the page, it's not. The Ran holds on Chof Hei, Gavaldik Ran. He says like this. Even if it's talking about a case... which is a Kivega brings it down bekitz, but not this Nukuda the Ran. You'll see. Ran says if you'll have something which is a emes a suffik ashokal, we don't know if the Bailim put it there or the Bailim dropped it. It's an emes a suffik ashokal, and it's a mokum hamishtam lagamri. Do not pick it up. Don't pick it up. Why? Said the Ran. Because in a chanami in the tzadet, it was dropped here. The Bailam will never find it. And as you're doing a gevaldik mitzvah and you have a chiva shav zaveda, maybe you should pick it up and return it to the Bailam, being noitel machris. But there's also a tzad that the Bailam placed it there. It's a safek hashakel. Maybe the Bailam placed it there. And by you picking it up, you're hurting the Bailam. Even though it's a David Shesh Bazem and Noitel Amarkas, because he says, every Shemer Aveda, every Meitze Aveda is considered b'bechina a mokam ha-mishtameh ve'enu mishtameh legamri le'baylov. Every Meitze Aveda, even a David Shesh Bazem, is like this middle gather. Why? So it doesn't really explain, but the Mekhi Yosef seemingly explains more, is because there's no guarantee that the Bailam are going to hear your hachraza, and even if they do hear the hachraza, there's no guarantee that they'll be able to provide good simanim to retrieve their aveda. So by you taking it, even if it's a David Shesh Basimin, there's not 100% he's going to get it back. It's a shama ve'enu shama, it's 75%, we don't know the number, but it's a good chance, it's a likely chance, but it's not certain that you'll be able to give it back to the Bailam. So he says like this, if it's a mokum mishtam lagamri, that's come out 100%, the guy's going to get it back. So by you picking it up and being a good Samaritan, the tzad, you're hurting him. On the tzad that he placed it there and he never forgot, you're downgrading it from a mokum mishtam lagamri to you, which is only a mokum mishtam b'mimitzas. I and Atzadeh was in the field doing a Gavalda Kataiva. Yeah, but we don't know. We don't know. It's a Safek Shach. We don't know if he placed it there. We don't know if he lost it. Sheval Taza, don't touch it. Bishloima, if it's in a Mokam HaMishtamek Sas. So there we had Alakha Bufu on Siftes. And Yimusupik, if it was Derech Hinuach on the field, Avad to pick it up. Even if it's why, because if it's in the fila, you have to return it to the Bailam, Noitulam, because you're doing the Bailam Gavalda Kataiva. Aye, if it's Hinuach, you're hurting the Bailam. No, you're not hurting the Bailam. Because since it's anyway a Mokum, it's only Mishtam Eksas, so it's certainly, it's not a definite he's going to get it, but maybe by the time he comes back, it's going to be vulnerable, it's going to be lost. So you may as well pick it up yourself, because you're not lowering the status Shmira of the item. Because it was till now Mokum Mishtam Eksas, and you're also considered a Mokum Mishtam Eksas for the Bailam. But if it's sitting in a Mokum Mishtam Lagamri, Shev Al Tasa, better don't touch it. Don't pick it up. He doesn't tell you what happens if you do pick it up, but he tells you do not pick it up. Shev Al Tasa, do not pick this thing up, because you might be helping the Bailam, you might be hurting the Bailam. Don't pick it up, you're better off not to pick it up. That's the Ran. Gevaldik Aran. It means, let me just bring it out a little more and understand the Peladik Aran. We had asked last week, we started off with Hagdama, that in the Mokum Mishtamek says, Toysis is Choshish, that maybe the guy was Shecheach, and the Ritva is Choshish, maybe that implies a Nefila. If it's a Mokum Mishtamek says, maybe the guy was not dropped it. And we said, so why by Mokum Mishtamek Lagami don't you have a Chiv to pick it up? So we explained, oh, because by Mokum Mishtamek Lagami we don't assume that the guy forgot, and like the Ritva, we don't assume the guy dropped it. Because Makom Sham Lagami Mistami, he was Hiniachet, right? That's how we explain the difference. Later on, there is no difference. Makom Sham Ekstas with Choishish, Makom Sham Lagami with Choishish for Nefila. It doesn't make a difference. Makom Sham Lagami, you know why you don't pick it up? It's because you picking it up, you're lowering the status from a Makom Sham Lagami to you, which is Bibichina, a Makom Sham Ekstas. If it started off a Makom Sham Ekstas, I've had to pick it up. But if it started off a Makom Sham Lagami, it's better off leaving it there than picking it up. And you should know, I share the sentiment, not Mitzad Alaka, but Mitzias, at least with Manenu. So often you pick up an Aveda with a simon, you night on markers, you'll never get it back to the Bailam. So you can see that sometimes it's better off leaving it there. That's a wrong story, better because the Bailam will come back and get it. There's a Suffolk will come back away. If you pick it up, there's less of a chance he's going to be able to get it.
Shavaltas,
I don't know if I'm hurting him.
I know you're telling me Shavaltas, but you're claiming because of this situation you're going to lower the matter of getting back. So you put the Rosh Hashim, you bust Moshe Kuzala. That's what I want to know. It was just because you're saying a swore doesn't make it true.
That's what he said. I'm just telling over the Ran.
I know you. I'm saying, is the Ran claiming now you're a put the Rosh Hashim, you bust Moshe Kuzala?
Well, if they tell you not to do it, obviously he holds that he says it's a suffix, so be for Shavaltas. You don't know if I'm hurting the Balaam or I don't have a mitzvah. So what does Rabbi Shalom want you to do? Sit back. Don't do anything. That's what the Rebbe Yishalom wants. Yeah. Comes along Remei Simcha and argues with the Shach. So Remei Simcha and Chafim Ebeis, as you know what Pshat in the Rosh, the Tur, and the Ramah is, when the Ramah says, Elashim Vuh Safik and Menicha Bailam Sham, Lo Yiga Behem, and the Shach jumps and says, Elashim Magumga, means no, Vadi Yiniyak, no, the Rebbe Shach, you're making a Tois. The Ramah is going like this Ran. The Shach didn't have the Ran. He says it wasn't in print in the days of the Shach. He didn't know about this Ran. And Mameila, it's very good. Ramah is Emes Lamita Shel Torah. Even by a Safek Hinuach or Safek Nefila, if it's a Mokum Mishtam Lagamri, Lo Yigaboy, because you might be hurting the Baalim, you might be helping the Baalim, Sheval Taza, better off don't touch. That's how he explains the Ramah. Who Safek and Niko Baalim Sham, Lo Yigabim. That's a Ramah Yisimcha Zayn. And it's Loshim Tam Vagumgum, Gavaldik Ramah Yisimcha. Gevaldik. The problem with the Ramei Simcha is Mamisha Blas. Adkan Dvar of the Ramei Simcha. He goes off and he goes on and the Tanya and the Mokyoysev, other things. But Taichadar Netri says that the tour the Ramah means this run. The problem is if we take him seriously, I mean, obviously you're supposed to take him seriously, but if you read the Ramah, so if you could take the Ramah's word, Vusafik and Nikol means maybe it was Nefila. So back to the Kivegas Kasha. Why, when I do pick it up, I'm allowed to be Yangzev Yanichenu al Mekoimoi? And Riki Vega asked, how am I allowed to do it? On the tzad, it was Nefila. I picked it up, and now Chayiv Ba'ashava. If I pick a Chayiv Ba'ashava, I have no right to put it back down. And it's a Mokum, right? I have no right to put it back down. Legal basis, Yaksavi and Nechenel Mokum, how am I allowed to do that? Riki Vega, I have a Chiv. How am I allowed to just leave it there? So Riki Vega says, no, because since it's a Mokum Misham Lagam, it has the din, we allow to assume that it was a Vada Hinuach. But if the Ramei Simcha is reading the Ramah literally, that it's really only a Safik Yinuach, and it's an Emes a Safik HaShokol, then maybe it was Nafal there. So back, how did Ramei Simcha read the next line of the Ramah? How does he read that if you picked it up, Yangziv Yinichen HaMakoymei, you have no right to put it back, maybe Chai B'Shmira. Elamai HaKochok Rikiveg is right, that it's not a Safik HaShokol, and you're allowed to assume that it was Yinuach, and the Rishak's right, that the Lashon's Megumgum, and it doesn't mean it's a Safik, it's a Vada Yinuach.
Wait a second, I thought he said the Ron holds with Mishtamer Lagamri, it's a bigger Shmira than if the Shomer holds it, than the Mosi holds it.
Correct.
So when he puts it back, it's a better Shmira.
The Ran doesn't go as Zayvai to say. See, the Ran says it's better Sheval Tasa because on the tzad that the guy was Hiniachit Sham, better don't put it back, right? But on the tzad that it was Nefilo, Avadi should pick it up because the Bailan are never going to come back. They dropped it. They have nowhere to know where to come. They would love if you pick it up and be Marcus. But Sheval Tasa, don't do it. But on the tzad that it was Nefilo and you picked it up, you now have a Chiv HaShava, right? So if you have a Chiv HaShava, you have no right to put it back. It's not a good shmir for the Bailam. On that side, there was Nefila. The Bailam are never going to come back for it. It's going to be lost forever.
Yeah, so he has a choice. He either can make it a better shmir or a worse shmir.
No, he already has it. So on the Tani Nuach, we could talk about, you're right, it's a better. But once he, see, the Ran Svara was Sheval Tasa Lo Yigavoy. But once I pick it up and I have a Chiv Shmira, the Ran never said I'm allowed to now take it and put it back. On the Tzad, it was in Fila, a Chiv Shava, I just blew it. I'm Mazik.
Why can't you put it back and have the
Sorry?
Put it back and be Machris.
Put it back and be Machris. You could do that, but if no one comes, you'll have to pick it up. Oh, yeah, but that's not what the Ramah says, right? The Ramah says, Yaxvi Nechel Mekoymen, goodbye. And leave it there. What's going on? How are you allowed to leave it there?
Are you with the Torah?
So the Torah is lashon. So I have no problem with the Torah is lashon. I think the Torah is like the shock. The Torah feels like it's kivin shenichem b'ilam sham. How did he midas? How did he know? Torah says we're allowed to assume. Why did the Torah start off? Because the Torah is lashon is. And again, let me read the lashon. Torah is lashon is. Beinim yedua shebailav anikam sham oishu safek. The safek is not whether he was a nikam sham. The safek was on the yedia. Beinim yedua shenikam sham or it's a safek. We don't have the yedia, but we're allowed to assume that it was a nikam sham. But later, Meir Simcha takes it literally that it's emesah safek hashakol. It's a safek nefila. How are you allowed to put it back? That's one kasha I have in Meir Simcha. Second kasha is Meir Simcha has a blitz, a very nice, beautiful new svara. The reason why in the Makom Hashem Lagami you should not pick it up is because you're downgrading the status. Maybe the Baal will never get it back. So let's go back to the Mechab. The Mechab in Siftes says, from the Rambam, why are you not supposed to take something, lo yigaboy, on something which is a mokum and mishtam legamri, Zokta Mechaba, cause hareza hitrichon lirdav achre velosei simaneh. You're causing unnecessary tircha for the Bailam. Like the Ran, who cares about Teichon? Yeah, Teichon, I have a new problem, a bigger problem. The Bailam will never get it back. The Tzad, the Bailam, I'm downgrading the status of the Shmira. Till now, it was a Mokum Mishtam, like Garmi, they'll get it. And now, when I pick it up, they might not be able to get it back. So the problem is not Teichon, the problem is more fundamental. The problem is, I'm hurting the Bailam, they might not be able to get the Aveda back. It's better, even Mitzad Hilchos Aveda, to leave it there, let him be able to pick it up himself. Because if I pick it up, he might not be able to get it back. But the Rambam didn't say that, the Mechaba didn't say that. So you see, from the Mechaba, and the Ram are not like the Ram. We don't go with that Ram Svara. And the Ramah doesn't argue over there. So punct over here, the Ramah should say a new thing that he really means the Ram. We don't go with this Ran. And that's why the Shach and Kivegas Mufotaka, the Lashon is Megumgum, but it really means it's Valinik. It's not a Safik Ashakal. All right. Fine. That's this first Shlav. On this first Shlav, there's no makhlek, it's really between the Mechab and the Ramah. Comes along a second Shlav. Uvamakum she'enu mishtama klal, if it's not mishtama at all, zero, afilu vadai hunach, even if it was definitely he placed it there, ve'ein by simin, loy b'cheifetz, ve'loy b'makum, what's the halacha, havi shomoytzai. You pick it up, and it's yours, it's a dov shein by simin, makum shein na mishtam lagamri, it's a dov shein by simin, you're allowed to pick it up. In fact, the shach, how are you allowed to pick it up? How do you allow to keep it? Maybe it's Yishulay Midas. So Tashak is talking about a case where it's Krichas, or something that's heavy that you certainly knew about, that you lost. The Balaam, like Mamashish Bekizay Tamad, like my money. So here too, they Zichon know that they lost it. So we have no problem with Yishulay Midas. So Mela, it's in the realm of Yish. So Mamela, you're allowed to pick it up. It's a Dovashim by Simon with Yish. Vim Yesh by Simon, but if it has a Simon, what's Talaka? Noitel Makris, you should pick it up and be Makris. Also, on this side, very simple, that Mechaba doesn't argue. Mechaba also had a case by Siratio, by Davi Shesh Basimin, Noitolo Makris. On that, there's no Makloikis. Comes along the last Shlav, and here's where the Makloikis is. We're waiting for this Makloikis already. This is the Makloikis. Uvo Mokum Shem Mishtamek Tzas. It's middle grounds. Mishtamek Tzas, Kegoin, Shvilin Shebesodis. Afilu Safek Hinuach. It's a Safek if he placed it there or not. What's the halacha? Yesh by simin, noitel umachris. A makom which is mishtam eksas yesh by simin to be noitel umachris. Vim ein by simin, loy begufay, v'loy b'makom, loy yitlanu. If it has no simin, not in its guf, not in makom, don't take it, because if you take it, you're going to damage the balam. Balam will have no way ever to retrieve this item. On the tzad that he placed it there, he'll never get it back. Vim notlo, you're a bad boy, you picked it up. Rak b'yodoy, it's still in your hand. V'loya likhul abeso, but you didn't bring it to your house yet. So before we said that if you didn't bring it to your house, just put it right back, the Balaam will get it. But here, It's only Makom Mishtam Eksas. You can't put it right back because it's vulnerable. This place is not a safe place. So therefore, Lo Yaksa, even though you didn't bring it to the house, you still Lo Yaksa, Shre'ena Makom Mishtam Ehetev, Ve'yemuna Kachiyav Eloyo, Ve'chein Nirali Iko, and Azei Paskin the Shulchan HaKarab, we go like the Ramah. Fine. So what's this case? The Mishtam Eksas, the Ramah says that if it's a Dovah Sheish by Simin, Noitul HaMachriz, if it's a Dovah Sheim by Simin, don't touch it. If you picked it up, then you're stuck. So where's he arguing with the Mechaba? Well, first of all, the Mechaba says that a Dovah Sheim by Simin, if you picked it up, you're other than not, you shouldn't have, but you picked it up, Hareu Shaloi, you're allowed to keep it. And we explained the Torah, the Smart Torah, a Dovah Sheim by Simin, you don't have a Chiva Shava, and there's no Yisru Saloyot, as long as you have a Yish later on. But the Ramah doesn't go with that. Ramah holds.
Why Achiyav Eliyav? Why not say Achiyas Man Shal Yish?
As I'm saying, because Ramah holds that Yish later on is not going to even help you. Even if you wait till Yish later on, because it's a Surah Saliyadeh. Once you picked it up before Yish, you have a Chiyav Ashava. And even if the Bayan's Miyayish now, tough. You can't keep it. Contrary to the Mechaba. So this is Klora Machlekes between the Mechaba and Ramah. And this Prat is for sure Makhlekes. Machaba holds Har Elu Shaloi, and like the Ramah, the halacha is Yeimuna Kachiyav Eliyo. And we paskin like the Ramah. So even though the Torah is a very Shena Torah, but Lamaisa it doesn't work. Lamaisa on the Dovah Shem with Simon, if you picked it up before Yish, you're stuck with it. You're married to it till Eliyo comes.
I don't get it. Before you said Makhlekes Shem Mishtama Klal, aren't you talking after Yish?
There it happens to be the shock mixed in the Kimta is talking about after Yish by Krikas.
But the Ramah's reading straight, so then you can't say talk out of both sides of your mouth.
All right, I hear. But Ein Echanami over there, when it was not, if had not been Yish yet, you'd also be stuck.
Okay,
you'd also be stuck.
Throw that in.
Good.
You can say anything, but
part of the chapter. Good, right. Okay, fine. I hear. The horror is a good horror. Good. So, come to us, like the Ramah, we don't go with that. We hold that a Dov Shein B'Simin, you do vice to have a Chiv HaShava. I mean, because it's Surah Saliyah, it's a vice to you do have a Chiv HaShava. We'll start off at the beginning of Rishon Tes, when Dov Shein B'Simin, Kiv Ega holds that maybe you don't have a Lesuka L'Salm, you don't have to pick it up. But once you picked it up, it's Surah Saliyah, and Yish later on is not going to help you. That's Klora Machlekes. Now there's a Tzad in the Achreinim, maybe there's another Machlekes going on between the Mechaba and Ramah. And that's totally in the Sma, the Taz, and the Tzivis that we mentioned last week. The Sma learned up Shat in the Mechaba that by a Mokom and Mishtam Eksas, a Dovah Sheyesh by Simin lo Yigaboy. So the Sma says there's a second Machlekes going on. Loit the Mechaba, Dovah Sheyesh by Simin lo Yigaboy, and Loit the Ramah, Noit Olo Machris. So it's another Machlekes going on. Loit the Taz says that's not a Machlekes, because the Mechaba also holds that a Mokom and Mishtam Eksas, a Dovah Sheyesh by Simin is supposed to be Noit Olo Machris. So the only Machlekes we have is this other one that I mentioned, whether it's Harayel Shaloi, Yemuna Kachiyav Eliyo. But so there's a Machlekes, Sma and Taz, if we're having another Machlekes going on here. That Machlekes, for sure we have, the Shalit, we have another Machlekes, that he's supposed to be Noitel HaMakris, or Mohdi Noitel HaMakris, and in the Mechaba, there's a Machlekes, where he's supposed to be Noitel HaMakris. And Loit the Nesivis, also you have a second Machlekes going on. Because the Nesivis is Moida, that if you have a Simin, be Mokum, and not be Guf, he's moida to the Sma b'chai gavna lo yigaboy, not to take it. That's what we said. If it has a simin begufay, then he holds like the Taz, he'd be noita lo makris. But if it's a simin b'mkoyme and not begufay, then the Nesiva says lo yigaboy like the Sma. Now here the Ramah says lahedya, only if it's aimed by simin loy begufay, v'loy b'makom, then lo yitlano. If he says it has a simin sai beguf or b'makom, either one, he's supposed to be noita lo makris. So the Nesiva says also a double, two makhlekes going on between the Ramah and the Mechaba. The bottom line is you're supposed to remember the Ramah, la halakha, we go like the Ramah. You're supposed to be noitul amachris by Dovah Sheyesh by Simin, and by Dovah Sheyesh by Simin, if you picked it up, it's going to be Yehi Munach ad Sheyavo Yoliyo.
Does this make enough communal Gabi Svardim, they were passing like the Ramah and the Mechaba?
Maybe, yeah. And the Konami. Maybe, so light, light, right, well, there yeah, now a machlok, it's Ma, Taz, and Sivis, what the Rambam held on the Eitel HaMakris. I don't know how they're going to go. None of them are Svardim, so I don't know who they're going to be Machria like. Good, but Yana Konami, that would be a difference. All right, now, Grada, another, when I skipped before, but when it says before that if you picked it up and you brought it back to your house, don't bring it back, because maybe in the interim the Bailam came, the Taz points out that if you know that the Bailam didn't come in between, then it's fine. Then you're allowed to bring it back. It's as if, you picked it up and you didn't bring it home. Whatever the halakha, when you didn't pick it, when you picked it up and you stood there, you light up yaksav yinechen ha-makoyim ha-beh, ha-makoyim ha-shtam la-gamri, hu-adin, sakta-taz, if you did bring it home, but you know for sure that the Bailum didn't come back in what was it? V'hemid sham echad liras. You pointed somebody there to watch and make sure the Bailum didn't come back, and he told you no one came back, then you're allowed to put it there. But he said, if you didn't lahed your point somebody, if people said, I didn't see anyone come around, they're not neman, because it's a milta dolaram yolov, they don't really, weren't really concentrating, and therefore they're not neman, you wouldn't be able to put it back. But if you pointed someone there, just do me a favor, stay here to check out, to make sure the Bailum don't come back, then you'd be able to put it back in its place. All right. There is another machlek is going on over here, another interesting point, is going back to, get it back to here, to this last case, by a makom mishtam eksas, the Rambam says, in Lamed, here, v'mnot loy, rak biyodoy, v'loy haliko lebeisoy, lo yagzer, why? Shere'ena makom mishtam eitif. If you did pick it up, you shouldn't have picked it up, but you did pick it up, now don't put it back, because it's a makom mishtam eksas, so it's not a good shmir for the Bailum, you're stuck with it, atri yehemunak atri yevaliyo. Look in the shak sef katan Lamed beis, and the shak argues with Rambam, this case. The case is Mokum Mishnah Meksas. It's an aim by Simin. You shouldn't have picked it up. You did. Ramot Yemuna Kashiyav Elio, and the shak is going to hold. You're allowed to put it back in its place. Why? Let's see the shak. Siv Katan Lamed Beis. On Medivri Anamuk Yaisiv Veran, Perkelu Metzias, Veramban, Verashbo, Verava Magid, Nira Lehedya, the Bichai Gavno Yagzir. You shouldn't have picked it up. You're still allowed to put it, and you did. You're still allowed to put it right back. Even though it's a makom mishtam eksas, why? Kevin sho aliko lebeisa, since you didn't bring it back to your house, you don't have a chash that the bailin came there in the middle. Demima nafshak. Either way, you're fine. Ima bailin minikum sham ledaitom. If the bailin placed it there bedafko, kevin sho makom zem mishtam hu ledas bailin. Since the makom is a makom mishtam ledas bailin, yachalag zira. You're allowed to put it back. If they placed it there, they're eventually going to return. So it's not a problem. I told him, makom mishtam meksas, you don't have to worry more than the Bailam had to worry. The Bailam felt it's a good place to put the item there, even though it's a makom mishtam meksas. So if I say he holds it's good enough, if he holds it good enough, then it's good enough. I'm allowed to put it there for him as well. He touched up that that's a good enough place for him. I, Yukhoishish vime almas, it was nefilo, came in she'ein by simin, harehu shaloi, you're allowed to keep it, v'kemen she'yachol anikoi bebeisoi, lomu lo yehe v'shay laniak b'makom shenata, v'chein nirali ika.
So again,
so
the case is talking about
after Yish. Right. This takes care. Avada, this case is also talking about after Yish. On the tzad, there was nefila. Avada, it's after Yish. So he says, Mamanashak, I'm allowed to put it back. If it was a nefila and it's aimed by Simon, he was already miyayish, I'm allowed to put it back. Elamai, he placed it there. Good, Gesindahai, he placed it there. He's happy with the Shmira. I'm allowed to put it back there too. I'm also happy with the Shmira. I don't have to worry more than he has to worry. Memela, I'm allowed to put it back. So the Shach argues with the Rambam. Comes along the Nesivis and jumps on the Shach. Kaval, you're right, you have all these Rishonim, fine and vile. But the all these Rishonim aren't choshish for shikha on a mokum ha-mishtam meksas. So they have a Gevaldik of a monoshok. Either the Bailam placed it there and they're coming back, and they're happy with that shmira, so I'm also happy with that shmira. Or the Bailam dropped it, and they were already miyayish. But Lididan, we're going like Tosis. If you go, I mean, Lididan, we go, but on the tzad, you go like Tosis and the Rosh, that you are choshish for shikha. We have to entertain that possibility. Maybe the Bailam put it there, and they forgot the item there. They were too busy, they forgot. And it's only a makom mishtam meksas, so now it is an aveda. I got to pick it up, and I don't have to pick it up. Maybe it's better not to. But once I did pick it up, it's an aveda. I'm stuck with this aveda on the tzad that the Bailam forgot about it. If I put it back there, I'm putting it back into a makom mishtam meksas. The Bailam may not remember in time to be able to retrieve that item. So you don't have the svara, oh, if the Bailam were happy, I'm happy. The Bailam weren't happy. The Bailam forgot. If they would know the Shanemu, they would come and pick up their Aveda. They forgot about it. So if it's a Mokum Mishtam, like I said before, not a problem, because eventually they're going to remember, eventually they'll retrieve it. But this is a Mokum Mishtam excess. By the time they remember, it might be too late. So the Shach is going like these Rishonim, very nice, we're not Choshish Vishikva. And if you recall, the Nesivis wanted to touch up the Machal, that's how he was Machal, between Gufoim and Koimoy. He was also going like these Rishonim that were not not choishish v'shikha. But we're pashas, the other Rishonim, we're choishish v'shikha, shikha's in a Ramah's very gishmak. Why, once you picked it up, you shouldn't put it back? Because it's an aveda, and by putting it back, you're putting it into a vulnerable place. It's not a mokum, which is mishtame eitiv. We're going on the case of Adasimin. It means the shach somehow, I don't know, he woke up now that he's learning the case, going like the Rishonim, that we're not Choshesh V'Shikha. You know, most certainly it's going like the Rishonim that we're all Choshesh V'Shikha. Let's play it out a little more. Like the shach, if you're not Choshesh V'Shikha, what would be in a case that to Dovash Yesh B'Yisimin, a Yesh B'Yisimin, but you know, it's still a Makom Mishtam Miksas, but you know for sure it was a Vada Yinuach. Let's say you have Edom. Edom know that they saw the Bailam near, that the Bailam placed it. Or it's placed in such a way, you know for sure the Bailam deliberately placed the item there. To Yesh Bei Simen, and it's a Vada Yinuach. What would be the halakha? So Loi Tishak, the halakha should be Loyita. We're not Choshesh V'Shikha, and we know he placed it there. He's going to come back. That's not an Aveda. Don't pick it up. Even if it's a Makom Mishtam Miksas, do not pick it up. There's no tzad in the world of Shikha. So you should not pick this thing up. However, if you look in the Ramah holds in this case you should pick it up. The Ramah, let's go back before. The Ramah says, two lines before, when he starts off this last case, then what should you do? He's not going, but what's the other case? That it's a vada yinuach. And Ricky Vega points this out, that you're talking about Sai Vadi Yinuach, Sai Sofik Yinuach, even if it's a Vadi Yinuach, we have Edom that the Bailim deliberately placed it there, still the halacha is that if it's a Yesh Bei Zimin, Noitolo Machris. Why? Because even though we know he placed it there, maybe he forgot, and it's a Makom Mishtam Miksas, it might get ruined, so you have a Chiv HaShava, you better pick it up and return it to the Bailim. But like the Ran and all these Yishayim who don't have a tzad of Shikha, they're going to hold Loyigaba. There's no point in touching it because the Bailam Shikha plays it there and they didn't forget. In fact, the Ran says Lahedya. Kivyega brings down that Ran says Lahedya that when you have a Dovah Shiyesh by Simin and you know for sure he placed it there, you should not touch it because there's no Shasha Shikha. You better not touch it. He's coming back. There's no Aveda here. But the Ramah certainly holds not like that. The Ramah holds that even by his Vadi Yinuach, Talok is Noitolo Makris. So clearly the Ramah is going to the Shitas Rishayim, Doises, that we are Choshesh V'Shikha. So when the Ramah says at the end, Vim not the Rak Biyodavol, Aliko Beza Loyaks is also good because we're Choshesh V'Shikha. And maybe now you're messed up, you have an Aveda here, you better not put it back because you're putting in a Makom with the Mishtamak size. By the time the Bailam are going to remember it, it might be too late. The Shach is not Choshesh V'Shikha, but the problem is, why did Shach wake up now? The Shach should have woken up the line before, the whole time. He's going with these Yishayim, it's a capella.
That's not the case, which is not Shikha, it's still Aveda. The Rosh says that the guy put it down, and he can't pick it up now. He's too busy now to go pick it up.
He's in an emergency, right? A Ma'ura, yeah? Good.
So in that case, it's negated the Shach.
In that case, in Gehe the Shach, the
what? That's not Aveda. So if it has a Simon,
he placed it there, but he had a run, right?
So if it's Aveda, if it has a Simon, you're Mechuyif to pick it up and be Makris it.
Why are you Mechuyif to pick it up?
Because it's a Makom Mishtam Miksas.
Oh, and he might not get back there in time.
Right.
And he wasn't happy for it.
Right.
Good. So in a country, if you go like that, it's also good against the Shach. Either way, it means either if you go like the Rishonim, that were Choshesh V'Shikha, or were Choshesh, that there was an emergency, either way.
No, then the Shach is very good.
Why is the Shach very good?
Because if it doesn't have a simon, you put it back there. If it has a simon, you...
Why do I put it back there? Maybe by the time the guy's emergency is over, it's going to be lost.
But it's better that...
Why is it better?
I should put it back.
No, it's a double...
If I take it, it's for sure not going to get it.
No, I'll have it yeimunach ha'shiyavaliyo, but if I put it back there, it might get lost. I might be being damaging the item. I better hold on to Aliyo than forget. Taisus and Rosh, the Rosh says both. Either on Choshesh V'Shikha, I never said that part because it doesn't change in Halacha. Or with Choshesh that the Bailim had a place at the end, had a run on emergency and couldn't take it with them. But the same thing, you better pick it up because by the time the emergency is over and they're going to come back, it's going to be too late. Mashen came like the Shach. The Shach never had entertained Shikha. So maybe like these Rishonim, he says, better you let her put it back. But if that's the case, he should have argued on the line before. He should have said, "By Dovah Sheyesh by Simin, when it's a Vada Hinuach, the halacha should be Loyigabai for the same cheshbon." I don't know what to check on the argument in the last thing. I know there are a lot of variables and a lot of halakas, and let me just give you a quick. If we're going with the Ramah, we're passing like the Ramah, so the halakha should be that by a makom which is mishtama legamri, if it has a simin begufay, or even if it doesn't have a simin begufay, as a simin bimkoymoy, the halakha should be, or even an aimboy simin, no matter what, the halakha should be is loyigaboy, do not touch it. If it's of a venotloy, so if you didn't leave the place, yakzulim koimoy, because you're allowed to assume it was hiniyach, like the Kivega said, but if you took it to your house, now you're stuck, because now you messed up the bayal. Maybe the bayal came back in the middle. So if it's a dovish for simen yachriz, if it's aimed by simen yemuna kachiyova loyo. If it's a dovish, which it's a mokum, which is mishtamek sas, so if it's a dovish by simen, the Ramah holds noitolo makris. And like we just pointed out, is even if it's a vada yinuk, even though somehow we know that it's a vada yinuk, but it's a mokum mishtamek sas, you better be noito makris. Maybe they forgot about it, or maybe you ran on an emergency, whatever. And even if it's only a simen bim koimoy, not begufoy, also be noito makris for the choshech again, or choshech for shikha. But if it's a dovish she'ein by simen in a mokum mishtamek sas, better don't touch it, because if you do, you'll never get it back to the Bayam. Like this, maybe the Bayam will get it back himself. But if him not, if you did take it, lo yakzirenu and ye munach, because it's only a mokum mishtamek sas. So you shouldn't. You shouldn't put it back there. You're gonna. It's not ain't a mokum mishtam heitiv. And if it's a mokum, which
is that lawyer is even if you're still standing there.
Even if you're still standing, because once you have a chiva shava, you're putting it back. It's not a good mokum. And if it's a dove, if it's a mokum which is ain't a mishtam a klal, so if it's a dove sheish beisim in sai begufa sai b'mkoyim ain't noitol on makris. And if it's ain't a mishtam a klal, it's ain't beisim in harehu shaloi. But the shak pointed out it's only by dvarm yikiri, so you know the guy was miyayish. But if it's dvarm not yikiri, you have no reason to, well, you don't know. Sorry? Shishak points it out in Sivkot and Lamed Aleph, right? That has to be only because it shouldn't turn into a Yish Lemidas. If we don't know, we can't establish that it's a Yish and it's going to be Yish Lemidas, and then you're going to be stuck with it, now it's going to be Yehei Munach at Shiyov Eliyo. All right, let's hop around one more Sif. It's a very quick Sif, but just to finish the Simen. All right. Matzah ba'ashba, it's a continuation of this type of same melamdis. Matzah ba'ashba, if you found in an ashba, a kli mechusa, it was deliberately placed there, seemingly it's covered over. It wasn't, if it's out in the open, so now it's an aveda, it fell there, dropped there, somehow it got there, it was thrown out there by accident. But it's mechusa, it's hid, probably someone buried it there to hide, to store. Hareza li'igoy boy, do not touch it. So it's a makom mishtama, and like we said, by makom mishtama, don't touch it. If it is a place which is osel lefanis, anyone who places something in a place which is osel lefanis, it's an aveda midas. You're allowed to pick it up and you're allowed to keep it, because who in the right mind is going to take an item and put it in the garbage that's collected weekly, let's say, right? So aveda midas, it's osel lefanis, we're going to have a problem here. So the Grand Aruch HaShulchan points out that if there's a tzad to say that maybe it was stolen goods, someone stole it and was hiding it there for the time being, there he says, then you have to be noitol amachris, because you don't have aveda midas. The Bailam didn't want to place it there. The Bailam, it was stolen from the Bailam. The Ganer, I guess, stored it there for the meantime, or had to get rid of the stolen goods or whatever it is. If it's a dovah sheish b'simen, you should be noitol amachris. But if you have no chash of gneva, then it's aveda midas and harei usho moitza. If it started off as a good makom shmir, it's not the typical place that it's emptied. And apparently after the Bailam stored the item there, the city changed their mind. They're now going to collect this garbage. Because it's vulnerable, they're about to collect it. So even though the Bailam placed it there for a shmira, but it's no longer a good makom shmir because the city is going to clean it up. So what should you do? Noitul amachris. V'chein, so too tableware, forks, knives, flatware, afilu hayim uchusim ba'ashba, even if it's mechusim ba'ashba, hakvua noitolo makris, you should pick it up, because we don't assume the guy is hiding his knives in the garbage. What's more likely is when they cleaned up, and by accident they threw out the knives together with the food. She'efshe kishekibdu habayis hishlikon shom. Because it's possible when they were cleaning up, they threw it out there, it's mumus tarva. But if it's something that's stored there, it's an item that's stored there, you see that was stored there bedafko, as long as it's the makom mishtama, lo yigaboy. Better, let's leave it there, don't cause extra tircha to the bailim, say davish yesh basim, davish yesh basim. But if it's osi lispanos, so now it turned into a veda, now it's vulnerable, at this time, now you're mechuyev to pick it up, and to minoy to lo makris, because now it's an aveda. All right, a gutovach. Again, please have in mind Asher ben Yita. He's slowly improving, but he still needs a refuah shleima.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.